I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org.
Stardate December 17th. At the cusp of the 20th century, it seemed like contact with another world was just a matter of time. In fact, the French Academy of Sciences announced a prize for such a feat 125 years ago today. The winner would receive 100,000 francs. There was only one catch. Mars didn't count. The prize was established by Clara Guzman in honor of her son. He was a follower of astronomer Camille Flammarion, who wrote extensively and fancifully about the red planet. Guzman excluded Mars from the competition because it seemed just too easy. Percival Lowell had popularized the idea that Mars was crisscrossed by canals, built by Martians to bring water from the poles to the planet's deserts. Inventor Nikola Tesla had reported hearing possible radio signals from Mars, and many others thought that vast dark areas on Mars were covered with vegetation. Many schemes were proposed to contact the Martians. One suggested creating giant geometric shapes in Siberia. Another suggested digging the shapes into the Sahara Desert, filling them with kerosene, and setting them on fire. None of the schemes ever materialized, and no one ever claimed the prize for contacting another world. So the French Academy decided to award the prize for making physical contact. In 1969, it awarded the Guzman Prize to Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins, the first men to set foot on another world. Our web address is stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.